Track 3.
Hi, Peter.
Hi, Marcus. Can I ask you about the safety regulations we discussed in Mr. Lang's class?
Yes, of course. Didn't you understand everything he said?
I understood most of it, but to be honest, I'd feel better if we could go over my notes. Look, here I wrote freischalten for rule number 1. Does that have something to do with disconnecting the electronic circuit?
Yes, that's right. You have to disconnect and switch off an appliance you're going to repair or test.
Okay, I see. So let's see rule number 2. I wrote down gegen wieder einschalten sichern. Can you explain what that means?
Well, I think you have to make sure that nobody turns on the appliance again while you are working.
That could happen if you were repairing equipment in another hall.
Yes, you have to make sure that everybody knows what you are doing and that nobody switches on the circuit breakers again.
In English, we say lock and tag. You lock the fuse and write a note called a tag that you put where everybody can see it.
I see. You did listen carefully. What about rule number 3, Spannungsfreiheit feststellen?
If I understood Mr. Lang's explanation correctly, you have to check for live wires.
That's right. You use a multimeter, I think it's called.
But just imagine if the multimeter was defective and I didn't know that the wire was still live. Couldn't I get hurt then?
Certainly. That's why you always apply rule number 4.
I didn't get all of rule 4. Erden and something.
That's Erden und Kurzschließen. That means earth and short circuit.
But didn't Mr. Lang say that when you work with voltages of more than 1000 volt, you must apply rule number 4?
Yes, he did. A system is only safe when you've earthed and short-circuited it.
There's one last rule, number 5. It says something unter Spannung stehende Geräte. And I didn't get the rest.
That's benachbarte unter Spannung stehende Geräte abdecken oder abschranken.
Benachbart. Does it have something to do with neighbors?
Yes, it does. Here it means the neighboring machines. You have to prevent any electric current from jumping over to other machines. You must also make sure that you don't touch conductive wires. That's why you usually put a rubber mat over the other machines.
Or maybe you could put up some kind of a guard.
That's possible too. How would you translate rule number 5? Benachbarte unter Spannung stehende Geräte into English.
You could say cover up or fence off neighboring machines. I'll just write that down. Now I've got all the rules in English and German. Thanks, Marcus.
No problem. It helps me to learn the rules too.